This is your
Thank
you have
you.
Lights?
No, I don't have lights.
This is okay. Yours. Just a minute.
Okay, just got my hat, hard hat.
South of Rome in a sprawling park near some high-rise apartments, I stand with a group of urban speleologists, otherwise known as underground city explorers. These are people who slip down manholes into ancient ruins or into the openings of Rome's ancient aqueducts, sophisticated canal systems that supplied the city's residents with water. Or, like today, under a hidden grate, down a hole that descends into one of the hundreds of endless quarry corridors that run under Rome.
Going down this ladder to the bottom of this quarry.
The quarries are made of volcanic rock called tuff. That's T-U-F-F, a strong, lightweight stone that Romans, dating as far back as the 7th century BCE, excavated to use to construct buildings. The ancient Romans were careful to keep the quarry tunnels narrow. But after the Dark Ages, with the rebirth of Rome in the Renaissance, many of the quarries were reopened and overexploited, made dangerously wide and high. It happened again in the 60s and 70s, when urban development soared, with hundreds of apartment buildings built here on the outskirts of the city, sometimes right above the quarries.
So this is a very steep, dirty hill that we're kind of sliding down here. Okay. All right.
Down below the tunnels are huge carved stretches of soft brown tuff, in some parts big enough to drive a car through, but in other parts they've crumbled from over-excavation. In one spot, huge pillars have been put in to hold up a school after the floor began to sag.
As of now, no one really knows how extensive these quarries are.
That's geologist Giuseppina Kaiser Mattietti, an assistant professor of geology at George Mason University in the States. She also works with the Center for Speleological Research here in Rome. She explains that when tuff is exposed to air and moisture,
it's a bit like an onion peeling, let's say, from inside out. So layer by layer, the material will start detaching from the sides of the tunnel and fall in. When this is done over the centuries, it's a lot of peeling, to a point where the roof of the quarry itself becomes so thin that can't hold anymore what's on top of it.
Mattietti is part of a team that for the past few years has been mapping the intricate maze of tunnels, locating hidden weaknesses, hoping to prevent what's above from caving in. In recent years, dozens of collapses known as sinkholes have occurred, more and more each year. In 2011, 44 streets or portions of buildings fell into the quarries. Last year, that number more than doubled. Mattietti says over-excavation isn't the only problem. Vibration from the metro system and modern infrastructure are also causing the hundreds of sinkholes throughout Rome.
Any pipe that is buried underground, it's going to be a preferred place for any groundwater, anything that seeps through, carrying away material. Here is a recipe for disaster, because what we have is just basically a thin layer of asphalt that is holding up the street. Below that are the pipes and then eventually the tunnels of the quarries.
But the sinkholes aren't the only concern. Garbage is too. Bits and pieces of modern life that people simply discard down holes, that down here below the ground create time capsules. Like this garbage from the 50s and 60s, a huge heap of dark medicine bottles, broken cups, and kitschy figurines. My guide, Luca Girardo, says he sees it all over the underground.
I cannot understand, coming from the north of Italy, why people would throw waste in holes in the earth. Must be something cultural.
Adriano Morabito is a founder of Roma Sotterranea, or Underground Rome, one of the urban speleologist groups in the city.
Garbage is thrown into every opening underground. I mean, still today we have places where asbestos is thrown down in the undergrounds through the shafts, and all kind of chemicals and sewage. I mean, there are illegal houses that cannot be connected to the modern sewage system. So they just make a hole and they found the tufa mine and they just throw down everything.
He says people don't really care about the underground environment.
I think that it's just, I mean, I don't see it, it's not my problem anymore. That's it. So I throw it down. What's the problem? It goes down. Yes, it will pollute, but so what? It's not going to pollute me. I'm 10 meters above. So, and they don't think that this is going to pollute the aquifer. The water we drink is coming from the aquifer where we live.
The city of Naples, where tons of toxic garbage has been buried in abandoned quarries, has been grappling for years with the effects of a polluted aquifer. A risk, Adriano says, that Rome could face too. As we explore further underground, we pass tunnels lined with burnt-out motorcycles, rusty mattresses, broken chairs. We even pass doors leading to who knows where. Then a little stream lined with rocks that look like they've been coated in black plastic and stink of oil, the result of a mechanic right above us pouring oil into the quarry. Then, stretching ahead of us, as far as the eye can see, is a low, wretched pond dotted with plastic tampon applicators and Q-tips. There's an overbearing stench of sewage.
They're scattered all over here, even though it's dry now. But that tells you that the sewage water at one point covered this whole area, and I guess it's retreated now.
In the middle of it, a rat sits staring at us. The houses above us have never been connected to the sewage system. Instead of putting in septic tanks, as required by law, people have just run pipes from their buildings into the quarries. Then, the strangest sight of all, a whole network of tunnels that have been whitewashed, with remnants of lights, intercoms, alarms. Here were Rome's underground and illegal mushroom farms. When the mushrooms were harvested, the bags would be dumped in further off tunnels. Authorities finally shut down the farms in the 1980s, but the bags remain, filling tunnel after tunnel with plastic waste. As I wander along the tunnels, it occurs to me why we call any illegal activity underground. The underground hides things that we, up on the surface, don't want to deal with or reveal. Like the over-excavation of quarries that's now causing sinkholes in Rome, and all the garbage that poses a risk. Underground explorer Adriano Morabito says it's hardly a modern phenomenon, that until recently, former generations dropped garbage down shafts too, and it's actually taught us something about life back then.
We have these places where people were throwing things, most of the times in ancient Roman shafts, for example. But we are talking about the medieval period or the Renaissance period. And so the archaeologists found a lot of things that at that time were just a broken dish or a broken metal piece or a broken pottery or a broken marble, but today have an important value. And they can tell us about that period of our history.
Ironically, though, to get at the repositories of the centuries-old garbage that tells us so much about the past, Adriano and his fellow urban speleologists spend much of their time cleaning garbage, garbage that is often toxic, dangerous, and damaging to the fragile underground. And when future generations find what we left, that might not paint such a great picture of how we treated our environment today. Megan Williams, DW, Rome.